and welcome to Podcast of S.H.I.E.L.D., a new podcast all about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Screen Invasion and Invasion Radio. I'm one of the co-hosts, Crystal Bailey. I'm here with Kevin Taylor.
Yes. Hey, guys. How you doing? We just finished rewatching the pilot of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because, as we mentioned in our previous show, we had actually already seen this episode, so we were refreshing our memories tonight, and it lived up to, again, our expectations, I would say.
It was great to rewatch it. You know, we could pay attention to a lot of more of the lines, especially because we watched it at D23 Expo the first time. So, you know, people laughing and reacting sometimes would cover up the next bit. So it was great to catch everything this time around. And now, since everyone else has seen it, we can talk about spoilers and dig into specifics.
Yes, we can. I think the first thing that we should probably talk about is the guy who, not necessarily is behind this show specifically, but the whole general arc of the story. Of course, I'm talking about Joss Whedon, who I know Crystal has been a big fan of for a very long time. So he's not going to be directing a ton of the episodes, as far as I know, but he did direct this episode. So I kind of wanted to talk a bit about, Crystal, what you thought as far as the directing aspects, if there were some Joss Whedon things that you noticed from previous viewings and what you thought of the directorial aspects of the first show.
Well, I think more so than the directing, I noticed the writing. Mm-hmm. That, you know, has always been Joss Whedon's strength. He's really good at turns of phrase and, you know, kind of going against expectation to make something truly funny. Mm-hmm. And he did that a lot, you know, throwing in the, with great power comes, you know, play.
Yeah.
And then
the dark corner.
Yeah, he had the dark corner.
It just seemed like it would be scary.
Yeah, he has like a lot of those, you know, little moments where things where you expect it to be a certain line or a certain framing. Mm-hmm. He just does the opposite, which makes it hilarious.
No, for sure. And you definitely notice some of those things, a lot of similar tone that you saw in the Avengers, of course, which was somewhat referenced as far as the New York aspect of it is concerned. And quick teaser, the Thor 2 footage looked awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
Your quick thoughts on that, Crystal. I thought I'm really excited for that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's not my number one hero in the Avengers storyline. But I do like Jane Foster, and I think that Thor 2 could be a pretty good pick.
So, of course, you know, we also teased, as was very well seen in the trailers, Coulson is back. So it's nice to see him. And the talk now is about Tahiti. Crystal, what were your thoughts on that line?
It's a magical place.
Yeah, that's true. It is.
No, it's very interesting to see, you know, where his storyline goes, because we don't really know how he's around. I mean, comic book fans and, you know, they assume it's probably a life model decoy, which is a robot, you know, where he doesn't know he's a robot because he's been implanted with, like, all these memories.
Yeah, that was your pretty quick prediction after the pilot. I didn't really look at it that way, but you almost immediately thought that might have been the case.
I think that's, like, the obvious way to go just because of the comic book history and how it's built into the storyline that these things exist in the Marvel Avengers world. Mm-hmm. It'll be cool to see if they go another route, like if he is a clone or if he's actually just Coulson somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's very interesting to see.
Yeah, no, it will be. And you know, I'm always going to be of the mindset that I'm going to be interested to see how this show runs alongside with the movies as they keep going. So if there's any new news with Coulson on that end, will that come back into the Avengers 2 or Captain America, since he seems to be more along the lines of that? Or maybe it's just if Coulson is actually done with the movies, I'm curious to see how he progresses in the show and see if he ends up progressing in the movies as well.
Well, I think the earliest test of that will be Thor 2, like we were talking about. Comes out in November. So I don't know if there was any interaction with, you know, the movie crew and the movie like team and the TV team, and if there's any sort of like cross feeding into each other on that. So I guess we'll see when it comes out.
Yeah. Another thing that I talked about, that I teased in the intro that we can expand on now that everyone's seen the episode, is I mentioned that I was curious to see if they do it on a week-by-week story basis as far as the main, of course the main characters are going to be the same, but the counterparts of them, in this case, this character Mike, who was given this I guess they said it was the Captain America serum, essentially, but...
It was the Extremist from Iron Man 3.
Yeah. So he was the main focus point in this episode. At the end, he was shot in the head. I'm doing the air quotes because it was more of a tranquilizer, as it seems. An antidote for his illness, if you will. Do you think that he is now done on the show? Do you think they're going to continue with him? It's kind of hard to say at this point.
It seems like it'd be done. It seems like this is the type of thing that, I don't know if it'll be the entire series or season, but, you know, every week, every episode will be a different hero or alien artifact or power or something, you know, tying into the supernatural superhero-ness of it all.
Mm-hmm.
If it were any other actor, I'd be ready to write it off as, you know, they're never going to come back. But J. August Richard was a big part of Angel, another Joss Whedon show.
Yes.
He's part of that Whedon family.
He does have connections from the past.
So I feel like they might want to bring him back just because, you know, of that level of familiarity with everybody.
And, I mean, just in general, I was intrigued by his character throughout the episode. I felt sympathy for him and his son. I mean, the wife was so cold. He loses the job. He gets injured. And she's like, all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
So I hope we see more of him. I want to see how his character progresses. Maybe they find a way to incorporate him in the team and they find a way to turn his powers into good and he joins the squad. I don't know if that'll happen, but I do hope we get to see more of him because I was interested in his character. I hope it's not the last we see of him.
Yeah, I liked him a lot. I'd definitely be in for more. I miss that actor. I don't really know what else he's done since Angel went off the air. But yeah, and like his character, like you said, you know, he could be a part of the team. He's at heart, he was a good guy. He tried to be a good guy. And his final speech in the train station was very moving and very topical about, you know, how hard it is now with the economy. Yeah. And you do everything you're supposed to and one thing can go wrong and then you're just left out in the cold.
Yeah.
So I thought all of that was really well done.
And it was a very interesting kind of juxtaposition, if you will. You know, you always talk about your typical image of the man is, you know, a older white guy in a suit, and that's exactly what Coulson was. So there was a specific part where Mike said something about him specifically being unfair. He's talking to Coulson about it. You know, it was kind of just like, you are the man right now, the one that drives all of this and puts the everyman down. And yeah, it was a very poetic ending, I thought, to what was overall very action-packed and tension-filled episode.
Yeah, I mean, overall, I thought the pilot was great. I mean, it's not like great television yet, the pilot, you know, serves as a good jumping off point. It got me interested in the storyline, got me interested in the characters. You know, everybody kind of got some sort of tease for later on. Like Agent Ward has this family history that they just dropped a line in about, like, and with your family history, who knows? And then Melinda May, you know, why is she this like legendary character now who's driving the bus?
And why is she so hesitant to get back into the field?
Yeah, exactly.
Her immediate reaction was, there's no way you're going to get me to say yes. That leads me to believe that she's had some conflicts in the past
history,
in some previous work. So maybe we find out a little bit more about her.
Yeah. So I think, you know, the pilot did a great job of really quickly introducing all these characters, introducing the, you know, superhero case of the week, and piecing out, like, hints of what could happen for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Or series, even.
Yeah, sure. Another thing that I noticed that I pointed out during the episode, it was the part when they did the 3D hologram recreation of the explosion. It reminded me a lot of Bones, the way that they had the lab shots. It was individuals being like, oh, well, this is what I notice about it.
And how it's totally ridiculous science that would never actually probably happen.
Yeah, but of course they have the millions of secret government dollars, so yes, they can afford to. That was just something that I noticed, and I know you're a big fan of Bones.
Yeah,
so.
No, that was great. I mean, all of the special effects were, I thought, really well done, from that to the, you know, airplane, to the little, like, Seven Dwarves gadgets that Fitzsimmons have going through the crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, yeah, I was very surprised when I first saw the pilot, just how quality all the special effects were, as we mentioned last week. So it'll be interesting to see them try to keep up that level throughout.
Now, looking forward to what's to come, we had the brief, I guess you will, preview of the rest of the season. One of the big questions that's was left open, of course, out of the first episode, is the woman that Mike saves in the opening explosion turns out to be the evil scientist, if you will, behind this whole thing. She is being funded by what we'd have to assume is going to be the ultimate villain of the series. It's interesting to see, yeah, where the villain draws from in this and where it comes. Have you heard much in your research of the show about what kind of villain we're looking for in the series, or is it still undefined?
Honestly, I haven't heard much beyond the Graviton news that came
yes,
out.
Yes, which we teased about
days ago
in our preview.
And that is a character who can manipulate gravity.
Yeah.
So I think in episode 3, he's supposed to turn their world upside down.
Oh my god.
So we'll see if he ends up being one of those, like, case of the week things.
Yeah.
Or if he becomes the big bad of season 1. Something else that I thought was cool in the next week on is the red masks.
Yes.
The guys in the red masks. Yes. I've seen only a couple photos. You know, they released some stills from when they were shooting in Sweden.
Yeah.
Which, again, I was like, is this a TV show or a movie? They're shooting in Sweden.
Money.
So it'll be interesting to see that in action, because right now I've only seen, like, the little 1 second clip and the photos, mm-hmm. but it's definitely eye catching.
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely a shot that stands out immediately. And you, of course, want to know right away what's up with that. That's interesting. Pretty much. That's the best way I could describe it.
But yeah, so I mean, that kind of wraps up my thoughts on the pilot. Did you want to chime in on anything else?
I think that pretty much covers it. I mean, you know, like we said, we've had some time to think about this and make up our own minds on it. I think maybe, you know, once we see in a brand new show, we're going to have so many thoughts running through our head.
Yeah, I mean, a pilot, you know, they have like a month to work on, whereas once they get approved and production starts, these episodes get churned out in 8 days typically.
Yeah.
So that'll be the real test to see episodes 2, 3, 4. And see if they can maintain this, you know, snappy script and the special effects and the level of interest. Yeah, the fact that the show got 1 million Facebook likes before it even premiered tonight is pretty impressive. But does that mean these people will tune in? Does that mean they'll tune in next week, too?
It clearly has an established fan base that I think will allow it to ride through what is traditionally a struggle with season ones on new shows. It already has people who know the genre and know these characters, some of them, not all of them, of course, but Coulson and a few others.
And I think people who know Joss Whedon's TV work are also going to not only tune in, but also give it a few episodes because, I mean, Joss Whedon's great. I've loved all of his shows, even Dollhouse, which has its haters. But he's definitely not known for his beginnings.
Yeah.
Season 1 of Buffy is campy and cheesy and low budget, and then it went on to become something great. And Dollhouse, it, like, started out super slow. People didn't like how repetitive it was. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until like the like 8th episode at least that there was even like a sign of how good it could become. So I think people who are fans of Joss Whedon or who have heard about his other TV shows kind of know to give him a little window, because he needs like time to pick up steam and like get these characters really clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah. No matter what, the ratings are going to have to be there, because the show clearly costs a lot of money, as you could tell from the special effects and the casting on the show. So I think it's going to stick around for a while, though. It's definitely...
Yeah, I mean, they've invested so much money into it already that I think, worst case scenario, they would probably let it finish its run, like, on TV, you know?
And it has the added benefit of being something that is unique on primetime TV.
For now.
For now, at least.
Yeah, Gotham from DC, DC's getting their version of a show together that was just picked up for series by Fox, following Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah. And it's not even just the fact that it is a, you know, from a movie to a TV show, that's obviously a big part of it. It's also, as we said, the huge budget and the action and the fact that it literally is, as we mentioned in the preview piece, it seems like it's going to be a 1 hour movie every single Tuesday night, which is something that you don't often see on TV. It's still going to have the episodic arc that goes throughout, but each individual episode is going to be a spectacle. That's going to be something really to watch, I think.
Hopefully. That's, I'm sure, their goal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I think that's it. If you watch the pilot, feel free to chime in the comment section or email info@screeninvasion.com. We'd love to, you know everyone's thoughts on the episode and what you think is in store for the rest of the season. So thank you for listening, and be sure to follow me on Twitter @Crystal_Bailey and @InvasionRadio.
And also Kevin Taylor here. Follow me @Take2. That's TAYKE2.
And you can follow Screen Invasion for all of our entertainment news @Screen Invasion.
And all your sports news @Sports Invasion.
So yeah, follow all of those accounts right now.
Now.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Bye, guys.